You know, folks, you never know who's going to call in to the show. It's always changing. You just never know. You just have to go with it sometimes. Joining us right now on the phones, the Republican candidate for Congress in District 19, Chris Wynn. Chris.
Good morning, Chad Hastings.
Chris, it's about time.
Yeah,
well, where have you been?
You know, the way I look at it is the last presidential election drew out so long for the Republican primary nominees, and I thought, you know, the best thing to do is give everybody time, you know, to focus in. And I believe, Chad, you've done a great job of telling people what's going on around our country, around our state. And now we're right on the eve of early voting and Election Day being March 4th. The issue of the day for me is I was hoping that Congressman Neugebauer and Don May and myself would get to debate on Monday at 7 o'clock at Vintage Township, and I find out in an email this morning that Congressman Neugebauer has chosen not to show up even though he's in town, and Mitch Barnett's going to be speaking for him, which I think is...
Well, that's not really a debate then.
Well, it's not a debate.
I mean, it's a debate between you and Don May, but that's about it.
And Don May is certainly, you know, going to be, Don May and I will certainly debate the issues. I believe we've probably put an empty chair a little bit like Ted Cruz did with Governor Dewhurst when he was running against him for the Senate. Because I think it's insulting to the people of this community that the person who's been elected for 12 years has decided not to debate challengers to his position after he has a record, whether it's his voting record or whether it's his, I heard an ad on your airwaves a little while ago that says he's been ineffective, and I would challenge that. I think Congressman Neugebauer has been extremely effective for his interests, his own personal interests, and for the interests of Washington and Wall Street. It just hasn't translated into the interest of West Texas. I mean, it took 2 years for him to get a farm bill. It didn't take them 2 weeks to get a bill that protected Congress from insider trading and conflict of interest that people were becoming aware of. And they came up with a bill that very few, I think a handful of people voted against. And they all got in line real quick, stopped trading on congressional knowledge, and that bill went through in 2 weeks. So when they are motivated, they can get things done. And Congressman Neugebauer has been very motivated where bank interests, the big banks, international banks are concerned. He's done a very good job of taking care of Neugebauer Enterprises as a group, and they've profited, and he's become very wealthy in Washington. As you, the last time I ran for Congress, I challenged him. And that was what you said, that, you know, what did I want to do? I want to throw them all out. And was I against rich people? Not at all. Not against rich people at all. I'm against people going to be public servants that are using self-motivated profit as opposed to representing the interests that they serve, the constituents of West Texas and the big country.
Chris, you mentioned the farm bill earlier. Let me ask you, because I brought this up with Dr. Donald May. He was on the program yesterday. What are your thoughts on the farm bill? Do you think that the farm bill was something good that was passed, or do you think that it was a bad bill? There are a lot of conservative organizations around the U.S. that say this was a terrible bill. What do you think about it?
I think when you look at how we got to this bill, where people were focused on the vast majority of the monies that are in this bill are focused on nutrition programs and on food stamps, and there was this, you know, could we cut, you know, monies out of that side of the program and straighten out through insurance programs the government's injection of money into production agriculture? You know, it took 2 years for them to get to that, and in my mind, this is a good start, but, you know, being sitting here in the...
What would you do different? What would you have done differently?
What would I have done differently? You need to be a voice for agriculture. Congressman Neugebauer is the representative from the showroom of agriculture. He needs to be a loud voice that says, you know what, we don't need to separate farm from nutrition because it's the only avenue to developing relationships with inner city representation like New York or out in even in Houston, Those representatives have no buy-in on helping agriculture production in this country that is the key to security. Food production is a security issue, and we need it to be strong and vibrant like it is in Lubbock, Texas. We show how agriculture is adapting to changing issues, whether it's drought or whether it's water supply. We have a story to tell, and agriculture has been a good investment for the United States and for the states as a whole. When you look at what, you know, our governor used to be the ag commissioner. I mean, we need voices that are loud. We need voices that are strong on agriculture. And that's what I would do differently. I wouldn't be a voice for Wall Street or for banks. I'd be a voice for agriculture up in Washington. It was, you know, there's a future in agriculture in West Texas when Chancellor Hance gets $50 million from Bayer Crop Science, because they're investing in the future of ag research in West Texas. They also put pretty good chunk of change in the history of agriculture over at the Ag Museum. So Bayer Crop Science is saying that ag is strong in West Texas, and that's the kind of voice we need going to Washington that says ag has a future, not just in production ag, but in education. The programs that we have in this country that develop leadership, like the FFA and 4-H programs. We've got to have an ag voice, and Randy Neugebauer hasn't been that ag voice. We've had a better voice in Mike Conaway down in Midland than we have with Randy Neugebauer in Lubbock.
Chris, can you hold on through a break?
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. We'll take the break. When we come back, we'll do one more segment with Chris Wynn, Republican candidate for Congress. He's a little upset, folks, that Randy Neugebauer is not showing up to a debate on Monday night. I'll tell you this, it is pretty unfortunate that the congressman won't attend the debate. I will be honest. We'll be right back. Back on the Chad Hasty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Chris Wynn, Republican candidate for Congress District 19, on the phone lines with us. Chris, you mentioned that there's going to be a debate in Vintage Township on Monday?
Yeah, Vintage Township, Monday, 7 o'clock. Don May and myself, we have learned this morning that Congressman Neugebauer is not going to be there, which, to take a line from you, Chad, where's Chris Wynn? More importantly, where is our congressman? He spends a lot of his time, probably 95% of his time in Washington, doing what I call crony capitalism. He's taking care of Washington interests and Wall Street interests, and he spends a lot of his time, whether it's on his yacht, the fundraiser, just six blocks off the office he has, or he's flying down to Barefoot Ranch, where the Republican Party has had a lot of fundraising down there with the likes of John Boehner and Eric Cantor and the like. I'll tell you this, if I get elected to Congress, my focus is going to be on the West Texas interest, not on fundraising outside this district. I have not raised money for this campaign. You've asked, where's Chris Wynn? I've been talking to people. I've been asking people. And you know what the number one thing people have been saying is, we don't want a career politician. What are you going to do different, Chris Wynn, than what's up there right now? I'm going to run for this one term, and I will not serve more than three terms. I'm going to put a self-imposed term limit on myself and hold myself accountable to the people of West Texas. Tom Coburn's done that from Oklahoma. He had three terms in the House. He served two terms in the Senate, and he's going home early because his cancer's come back. He is a man that shows how public service needs to be done. And when he comes home, he's no richer than he was when he left. Congressman Neugebauer, it's not about being wealthy. It's about how you accumulated that wealth. And his family, it's fair game when you look at how he listed the fundraising yacht that he uses in Washington, D.C. The owners of that yacht are Toby Neugebauer and his wife, Dana and Randy Neugebauer, and the grandkids. It's a business to them. Everything the congressman is doing in Washington is a business.
Chris, let me ask you. We're running out of time. Let me ask you this. A lot of the points that you are bringing up, you brought up in your last campaign, correct?
Right.
Why do you those arguments fell short in the last campaign? Why do you think that is?
Chad, I raised about $15,000 last time, and I got 25% of the vote. I have not raised any money this time, and I look forward to getting more votes this time because I'm going to tell people I want to limit my term. I want to align with their thought, which is no careerism. And the last thing is, Chad, the most frequently talked about thing is, what are you going to do about Barack Obama? I'm not going to fight Barack Obama. I want to lay a bill down that says if he continues to cross the line and shred the Constitution, we need to impeach Barack Obama. There's no fighting him, and I don't care about the scorecards with the liberal groups. The scorecard Randy Neugebauer ought to show us is the scorecard from Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and the big banks. They'd be giving him an A+. Fannie Mae gave him an A+ rating. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. I don't want those guys giving me any grades. I want a grade from the people of West Texas. I want their vote. I want to go to Washington for a short period of time, do the job, and then let somebody else have a go with it.
Chris Wynn, I appreciate you calling in today. You will have a debate with Donald May, Vintage Township, and who did you say from Congressman Neugebauer's office would be
Nick
showing up?
Barnett, but Chad, you have as much influence as anybody in this community with this show. I invite Congressman Neugebauer to please come. You're going to be in this district. You're going to be in Lubbock that day because you're speaking to another group. Please come to Vintage Township and at least acknowledge the constituents that you serve here in West Texas.
Chris, thank you. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chad.
Have a good one. That's Chris Wynn. See, you never know who's going to call in.